What I'm talking about is called gray noise, that noise around us that we don't hear, or many of us say we ignore. How do we block out that gray noise in our lives? How do we block that out? Well, when I was in my last year of college, I took a course called Cell Biology, and one thing that I studied during that class was the ear. The ear. And you know, the ear is an amazing creation. It is an absolutely amazing creation. Within the ear are the tubes with fluid in them that help us keep our balance. Some of you have had experience with getting infection in that part of your ear and losing your balance during your lifetime, or maybe had other issues. It's also for those of, I'll include myself in this one, for those of us who are a little younger, we enjoy getting on those rides at those parks and playing havoc with our balance center in our ears, right? A lot of fun. For me, as long as you don't spin, I'm fine, all right? But anyway, it is an amazing creation. Within the ear is also a hearing apparatus, which begins with this eardrum, excuse me, and then there are a bunch of tiny, tiny little bones that are jointed together that go from the eardrum to the opening of the cochlea. Cochlea. Now, if you were to look at the cochlea in your head, it would look like a snail shell. So if you can think of it as a snail shell, there's a big opening, and then it spins down to a really tiny part in the middle, all right? Now, over that opening is a membrane, and the cochlea is filled with fluid. Again, filled with fluid. And so those little bones that go from your eardrum to the membrane on the cochlea, every time it hears a sound, they move, and it causes waves to go through your cochlea. All right, does that make sense to everybody? So, whenever you hear something, over the bigger end of the cochlea, the waves begin, and they go all the way to that center. Now, within the cochlea, lining the cochlea, are little tiny cells. And each cell has a bunch of little hairs on the top of it that are, I would call, microscopic. Microscopic. And whenever that fluid in the cochlea waves, it causes those hairs to move on top of each of those cells, thousands of cells in the cochlea. Each one is programmed to hear different frequencies. All right? And so as, depending on where it is in the cochlea, so as waves move through there, like my voice is causing waves in the air, all right? It hits your eardrum, it causes your eardrum to do this, and then it goes to the cochlea and it causes fluid to move throughout that cochlea. All right? And those little cells, they're really amazing. Because whenever they hear a sound, well, quote, unquote, hear a sound, whenever they understand a vibration, they decipher that pitch and all sorts of other things, and they send a signal to our brain. Now, within each of those cells almost has a brain of its own. And that's one of the things that's really amazing, because if a sound continuously goes over those hairs that are on those cells, they say, that must be what we would call gray noise. And so the brain in that cell, don't misunderstand me, but that cell takes out that gray noise and doesn't send that signal to your brain. So in a literal sense, you really do not hear the hum of the refrigerator. Did you know that? That's a really cool thing. You have to concentrate on a sound that's been there for a while. You really have to concentrate on it, or else it'll ever so slightly change pitch or change volume. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what was that? Oh yeah, that's the refrigerator. Right? Okay. So the cochlea and the ear are really, really amazing creations in our brain. Now remember, I got into this discussion with the question, how do we filter out gray noise? Why don't we hear the hum of the refrigerator? What is amazing about this cochlea is just the fact of what it does when you really get down and read about it and study it, and the fact that they can filter out pitches and tell us all these things. Now, I have gone into this long explanation of our ears because today's scripture brought it to mind. I mean, didn't you hear Jesus mention the cochlea in the scripture? Obviously, the youth weren't paying attention because they didn't hear it. No. Jesus has been preaching for some time now on the bread of life. Excuse me. Just a day or two before, Jesus fed 5,000 men plus women and children with just a few loaves of bread.